All right, Brandon Houck out here to win. We're almost lost by Duke.
This is Frankie McDowell. My own team stays alive in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Heavy rain's headed towards Vancouver Island on Friday, December 10, 2021. It's going to bring a lot of rain, especially in the higher terrain. Including up in the mountains of Vancouver Island, it's going to bring lots of snow in Vancouver Island mountains as well. It's going to bring a lot of rain in Greater Victoria, British Columbia, including pouring rain from Soak, British Columbia, including Dalkin, Ladysmith, Nanaimo, Parksville, Kumacon Beach, Courtney, Comox, Cam River, Port McNeil, and Port Hardy, British Columbia. It's going to bring heavy rain then. It's going to bring a lot of downpours that could cause sewers to back up in the streets. There'll be mudslides, landslides possible for Vancouver Island. It's going to bring a lot of rain to Vancouver Island on Friday, December 10, 2021. Rain's going to be so heavy in Vancouver Island, including Victoria, British Columbia, all the way up to Port Hardy, British Columbia, including Parksville, Kumacon Beach, Courtney, Comox, Campbell River, Port McNeil, Port Hardy, British Columbia. It's going to bring so much rain to Vancouver Island, including Victoria, British Columbia, and its surrounding areas as well. People in Vancouver Island, be prepared. Don't drive to the puddles. When you go for a walk, be very careful when you go for a walk. Make sure you wear your rain gear, wear your rubber boots, wear your raincoats when you go for a walk. Because it's going to bring a lot of rain to Vancouver Island, including Victoria, British Columbia, and its surrounding areas as well. Make sure to stay away from the beaches and don't go near the shores on the west coast of Vancouver Island because of big waves, including Tofino, British Columbia as well. If anybody live in Vancouver Island, be prepared for it. Friday, December 10, 2021. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in heavy rain. Stay driving safe.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good morning, Prince George, and good afternoon, Winnipeg. You're listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Olney. I'm here at Logging Camp. I'm in dinner area of our little cubicles here recording, so we'll see how this works tonight. Maybe the sound of my echoing voice in this room will be too much for me, and I'll decide next week not to do it in this room, but that's what I'm going to try for tonight. Yes, British Columbia, the Meteorological Report. Yes, Winnipeg, you're hearing us on CFIR 88.7 FM, Prince George, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., CKUW Winnipeg 95.9 FM. That's on Mondays at noon, and lots of winter weather coming on, but hey, I refuse to put winter tires on because this is my car, my choice, my freedom. I mean, the effectiveness of winter tires isn't even proven unless it's from studies conducted by the manufacturers. Oh, you're surprised. My neighbor, Fernande, was in an accident after putting her winter tires on. Some are already on their third set of tires. This proves their inefficiency. We don't even know what winter tires are made of. The giants just scare us with winter to get rich. By the way, it was the tire giants who invented snow, and they spread it at night when you sleep. If I have the tires, the government can follow me in the snow. Educate yourself, open your eyes, stop being a sheep. This winter, I say no to winter tires. Rob Veldhuizen writes that on Facebook. I thought that was just beautiful. Welcome to the show. I'm here with a whole team of meteorologists. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology.
Frankie!
And, of course, the number one man himself, Frankie McDonald, over in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Frankie McDonald, how you doing this week? How's the weather in Sydney, Nova Scotia?
I'm doing great, so far. Sydney, Nova Scotia already had a major snowstorm with high winds early in the morning, and it stopped around 12 o'clock at noon. That's when snowstorm came to an end. That's around in the noon in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Then the snowstorm moved out, downgraded to snow flurries. Then after that, now it's not even flurries anymore. The major storm is far away from the plain now. It's getting further away now. And Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria, British Columbia is getting high winds and heavy rain because atmospheric river is headed towards Vancouver, Victoria. It's going to bring a lot of rain there. There's another major snowstorm headed for Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, parts of Nebraska tomorrow as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow. That the same storm is going to bring high winds in Ontario on Saturday, in Los Angeles, California, Orange County, Anaheim, and all these places. They're getting a lot of rain on Tuesday, December 14, 2021. In Tokyo, Japan, they're getting lots of rain and getting colder weather in Sapporo, Japan. And England's going to get more storms after us. It's going to head towards Greenland, Iceland. England's getting storms. There's a lot of thunderstorms going on in Australia, to southeastern Australia. New Zealand's getting warmer because their summer starts on December 21st. There's an asteroid 1982 DB headed towards the Earth on Saturday, December 11th, 2021. But it's going to miss the Earth. It will not hit the Earth.
What about the comet, Frankie?
Comet, that's not even smaller than the asteroid.
The comet Leonard should be visible by the naked eye through the weekend, looking towards the east. Frankie, tell us about the severe weather in the United States this weekend.
They're bringing a lot of thunderstorms with large hail, damage, winds, and heavy downpours. Possible tornado in Arkansas and Alabama, Mississippi, and Missouri, and things like that.
Right. How's the weather going in Russia these days?
It's getting really, really cold there. And Egypt might even get snow this winter, too.
Yay! They need it.
I've seen that it was minus 60 in Siberia this week.
It was really cold in Siberia. The kids had to cancel school only in Russia. And that means the temperatures have to be above minus 60 degrees Celsius in order for the kids to go to school there. And it was so cold.
You got to be tough to live in that part of Russia. Tell me, Frankie, tell me what the weather is like in Europe right now.
Over in Europe, they're getting a lot of rain and they're getting snow in Norway, Finland, Sweden, like lots of snow and snow flurries. Stockholm already had snow. They're getting cold weather there. They're getting lots of showers and windy conditions in Europe and windstorms.
Yeah, windstorms.
Down in Brazil, they're getting a lot of rain in the Amazon rainforest. Uganda, Congo, Indonesia, they're getting a lot of rain because it's their rainy season right now.
And what's it looking like for next week in Canada, Frankie? Any big stories coming up?
No big storms, except for late next week. It's going to be rain again in eastern United States and Canada. And eastern United States is getting a lot of rain this weekend. Entire east coast of USA.
Okay, looking at British Columbia right now. This is good for through the weekend. We have winter storm warnings in effect for Fraser Canyon. Snowfall warning in effect for Hope Allison Pass. The Fraser Valley as well. Rainfall warning for Howe Sound, also up to 25 centimeters of snow for Squamish. Metro Vancouver, rainfall warning, winter storm warning for Nicola, snowfall warning for the North Coast, and snowfall warnings for Whistler. Also special weather statements for West Kootenay, Southern Gulf Islands, Sunshine Coast. In these remote places trying to make a radio show where there's like internet hanging by a thread and a guy comes in behind me and turns on the microwave, and because it's on a metered network here, that's just enough disruption to disrupt my bandwidth requirement that it takes to make the show. So I'm back. Sorry about this, everybody. And we'll try to get through another episode. All right, so I'm back. As I was trying to say when I last started this, British Columbia, all kinds of special weather statements. I mean, look at Boundary right now. Over the next 3 days, Friday through Saturday afternoon, 15 to 25 centimeters for Paulson Pass. Strong weather system moving through British Columbia. Is Brandon still with us? Have we lost Brandon?
Yep.
Brandon, you're
with us.
Yay. I know you're in a hurry because you got a turkey thing you want to do. Tell us about the turkey thing and tell us about the high winds in Alberta that are coming up, and tell us about what Winnipeg can expect this week. Tell us about British Columbia's big storm.
Hopefully I don't choke on popcorn here.
Okay. All right. So, I'll start off with the why I'm leaving early, because we got a turkey drive tomorrow, and that starts at 6 a.m. and it goes right up until the afternoon, and we are raising money for the local food bank here. So we're not selling anything, but having an auction, donations, etc., and then selling turkeys. So it's absolutely, it's a riot morning, that's for sure. And then in the afternoon, after we're done that, we're going to go bowling, apparently, and have fun at the bowling alley for a few hours, and then going out for a lovely meal. And then I got a hockey game in the evening, so I'm probably not going to be back here until probably late tomorrow night. So I'm leaving early in the morning and not coming back till 10. So it's going to be one of those wild days on the radio. Anyway, so that's tomorrow on Friday. Meanwhile, last weekend, I'll start off with last weekend there before we go into the weather story this weekend. But last weekend, we had our first significant snowfall. And it wasn't a lot of snow, but there was a lot of ice on the roads there. And we had a lot of cars. I think I saw at least 5 vehicles almost get into accidents outside of the radio station there. So we had to make a decision, yeah, because I was getting pretty tired. It was getting late at night and the wind was starting to pick up and blowing that snow around, and it can make those highways a glare ice, literally. So we made a decision that I had to stay at the hotel, spend the night in the hotel for because there was another hockey game the next day. So I got put in a hotel, but it was free. So it was great. So that was last weekend. And then we kind of started off the week kind of cold, below average for the first time this season, with temperatures in the minus teens and overnight lows in the minus 20s. And then we warmed up with the Chinook yesterday with the westerly wind. It was actually pretty nice yesterday with the temperature getting up to 7 degrees again. And then all of a sudden, a cold front comes through with convective snow showers, and it felt like a summertime thunderstorm. When that thing hit, it just burst of snow, and you get a burst of wind, and then it was done. It was out of here. And then that was the situation yesterday. Now, we could do that again this weekend, actually. And then yesterday morning, I should mention, we had a pretty significant freezing rain occur. I'm going to show a video coming up in just a second here on that, what we saw on the highways there yesterday. But anyways, that was in central and northern part of the province that just stayed to the north of us, so we didn't get into that freezing rain. Now, as we go into the weekend here, we are going to be anticipating another storm system moving on to the Pacific coast, and that's going to bring us the rain. It's also going to bring us the wind, and then we're going to see those downsloping winds once again, Chinook conditions developing in the province of Alberta, and that's going to mean winds could potentially gust 110 to 120 kilometers an hour on Saturday in southwestern Alberta, which will be strong enough to tip high profile vehicles over once again, kind of a deja vu what we had the other week there with those winds gust of 148 kilometers an hour at Waterton Park Gate there. Wow. So we're going to see those winds once again, and it's going to warm up again. We're going to see temperatures rise to the mid to high single numbers, and then we get convective snow showers again on Sunday, and then we go down turning into next week here, and looks like we do have a chance of a few snow showers here. They're nothing too significant. But we'll see the temperatures warm up in the eastern prairies before Arctic high drops in from the north as we go towards latter stages of next week. And that will drop us to the minus 20s for overnight lows and even daytime highs once again in the minus teens for the latter stages of next week. So more of a typical winter pattern here. And I'm just going to hold on. We're just going to find the button here so we can take these filters off. And I'm just going to do that, and then I'm going to flip you around. So this was the scene yesterday at Wetaskiwin. This guy decided to, after the freezing rain, this guy decided to put on his skates, and, well, he's going to work on his skates. That ain't right. That's what the guy said. Trent Williams got that video. And then earlier this week as well, we also had a meteor crash down somewhere outside the Edmonton area. There it is there. And there's a doorbell camera in Rocky Mountain House. But reports that some people heard a loud bang. They thought it was thunder and lightning, but it wasn't. It was a meteor. And we got that dealt with very quickly once we saw some video of out of a doorbell camera of that meteor going by. So a lot of central Alberta saw a pretty impressive meteor go through the Earth's atmosphere earlier this week.
So wow. is there a chance that the meteor contained killer clowns from outer space? That is how they came to Earth in the 80s documentary.
Like Marvin the Martian?
No, there's an 80s movie called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Oh, okay. They came in a meteor. and it was a circus tent. So has anyone verified that it was in fact just a meteor, or did it contain killer clowns from outer space here to enslave humanity?
Was there like a really bad song that was associated with the meteor? That's what I'm asking.
That was about it.
Imogen Cookie Bailey and Rosanna Wagenberg worried about aliens coming on the meteor.
Clowns coming on the meteor. They're valid.
I just heard that song somewhere that's like killer clowns. I can't remember how it goes. I just heard it like yesterday. So it's all synchronicity. It's like the meteor. Come in, the song was playing. I was watching like Dracula, and they had a clown theme, and they had the song to Killer Clowns, and I was just like, oh my god, that song is so bad, but I don't remember how it goes. Oh god, but it does say Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and it's kind of like in the vein of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, kind of. I feel like they would do similar songs.
Yes.
Last question for you, Brandon Hout, before we go to our other panel of meteorologists. British Columbia this weekend.
Yeah, British Columbia this weekend. We're going to see, we've already got, I believe, winter storm warnings in the Coke and snowfall warnings up the coast, rainfall warning in the Squamish area. This is not a bit, I don't think it's going to be that big of a rain producer, more of a wind than anything else for the south coast, but central north coast is going to get slammed with quite a bit of snow this weekend, especially at higher elevations, could be dealing with that. Oh, yeah, at least over 50 to 100 centimeters of snow for that higher terrain there. So that's going to be that. And then, as I mentioned, the Coke is going to be a mess with 30 to 50 centimeters. And we're also going to see significant snow in the Rogers Pass, 15 to 20. And the Elk Valley as well, 15 to 30 centimeters of snow. And the Kootenay Passes as well. So lovely winter weekend in BC.
Yes. Much like your mom, we're waiting to get slammed.
You've been hearing Brandon Houck, who's a radio weatherman down in Brooks, Alberta, the big country radio station, 105.7 FM. And also on the show tonight, we have Imogen Cookie Bailey down in Victoria, British Columbia, Rosanna Wagenberg over in the Kootenays down in Weimar. We have Gabriel Berardo, the rapping weatherman. He's probably the only person on this panel who's going to see possibly wind stronger than Brandon will coming down the Rocky side, or ourselves in British Columbia. Because Lake Erie is looking to get hammered. And we also have our good friend Peter Galenko down in Virginia Beach. He's just popped on in. So who wants to go next? We are sort of on the British Columbia. And both Imogen and Rosanna are in different places with different kind of warnings and watches in effect. Snowfall looking for you, Rosanna. And Imogen looking like you're going to see a lot of rain this weekend. Why don't you want to talk about the weather you're seeing out your door?
Well, today was actually sunny and clear. It was a little icy chill outside. It was sunny. It was beautiful. Dead air. No wind. Nothing. Yesterday was rainy as all hell.
And I've been meaning to add, we're recording the show on the Thursday, the 9th of December, and you and Prince George will be hearing it on the 11th and then on the 13th for Winnipeg. So you'll be a few days behind, but this is your weather stories from across Canada. You can not take it so much as prediction as a synopsis of what's going on. So back to you, Imogen, what you were saying about Victoria and your expectations for how do you enjoy the rain down there? Is it desirable to live in a place that's that wet?
I like it. It's kind of damp all year. We have the moisture level kind of comes and goes. Summer, it dries out a little, but we still are no stranger to the rain. Winters are more wet than frozen. We get a little bit of ice once in a while. We have years that go by we have winters that pass with absolutely no freezing. Or it's like an hour in the wee hours of the morning and that's it. It's gone before anyone gets up. We don't always get snow. It's nice when we do. It's kind of a treat. Snow is exotic to us here. I personally love it. There's a lot of complaints. The city shuts down. It's a retirement city. So with a really high population of elderly people, it is problematic. But for those of us who just get real bored, it's a lot of fun. So I'm hoping for snow. Fingers crossed. All my fingers are crossed over each other. Hoping for a lot of snow.
And all of Canada's wondering, does that weather down there make people weaker than, say, the rest of us in Canada?
It depends on your scale of weakness. It really depends on the metric you're using for that. There is a certain resilience that comes from dealing with a chronically wet environment. The ground is always slippery. The yard is squishy. It's easy to slip and fall, and when you got a lot of people with fragile hips, that is definitely a danger. So you kind of get used to being on unstable ground, because it's always squishing and slipping and sliding and gross. You get used to the low temperatures, and your joints will ache. Or, you know, spark and dry them out. Up to you.
Yeah, fair enough. See, the thing is, I know that you like to spend a lot of time in the gym, and if you lived in Wells, British Columbia, and had to shovel as much snow as we do up there, you would have less a need to spend for a gym membership.
Well, true, true. I do spend as much time outdoors as I can. When snow falls, I love the opportunity to shovel it. When we don't have snow, I'm happy to pick up the shovel and just dig trenches for no apparent reason. I like to think of them as traps for the neighbors, but realistically, they all get filled in. So, you know, I work around it. I will always adapt. It is what it is.
Whereas Rosanna Weisenberg over in Weimar, British Columbia, you've obviously shoveled a lot of snow. Weimar's somewhere up over 3,500 feet above sea level, and you get the full breadth of the Kootenay snow when it comes. You're the one place that when I come up to Salmo and I look around, I'm like, hey, you guys actually know what snow is like, you know, because in Wells we get extreme amounts, but the people in Rossland, yes, talk to us about your snow.
It's been real sad so far this year with all the warmth. Our snow levels are depressingly low. Our Whitewater, our local ski hill, opens up on Friday, and they're pushing snow around. We usually have mad amounts of snow. We got powder, we got all the things. It is sad. Our local hill, Salmo Ski Hill, it's hoping to open up for Christmas. It was like washed clean through all that warmth and rain. It's got a little bit of snow right now. I'm cooking hot sauce in their kitchen right now. So I'm just looking at the hill every day going, oh, is there going to be winter at Salmo Ski Hill? And for everybody who's anywhere and they come to the Kootenays, the Salmo Ski Hill, premier night skiing that you can get. Whitewater, no night skiing. Red Mountain, okay, they got night skiing. But we got, like, it's awesome night skiing if you, like, I don't know. And if you want a challenge, you come when there's no snow and it's just like an ice sheet and you can practice your, you know, ice skiing. And love and sea birds. So
yeah, sounds fun.
It's snowing right now, though.
If
it's
there was right snow, now,
so we're celebrating.
I do want to ask you about this week and some of the things you've been doing, Rosanna. So I want to come back to you about that for more of an extended conversation. Gabriel's been waiting very patiently to talk to us about the amazing forecast that Ontario has this weekend. And some of those winds along Lake Erie, for example, expected to be 140 kilometers per hour. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, just... watching a deepening low that will, of course, deepen throughout the Great Lakes as, of course, a 976 millibar low, possibly even, you know, worse than that, deeper than that. But I mean, like these winds, I mean, like these winds will be like a widespread, like 90, I think, 210 kilometers per hour. As we, of course, watch, this is just all to, you know, do with a huge cold front that, of course, will be slicing through. And I mean, look, okay, hold up. Maybe I could show some people a map over here, but, never, of course, mind on that, but,
There's a big purple blob coming.
Windstorm. Oh, yeah.
The radio listeners,
bigger than just purple blobs. bigger than just purple, like, blobs. I mean, like, the looking at, of course, one of the models here, it is the Kerr model. Looking at Gus, this of course, actually, this I think model shows like the highest, I think, gust out of like the rest of them. So I mean, gust along the front, especially over 100 kilometers. Plus, of course, we have gust along the shores, 120 to 140 kilometers. We're at the risk of some storms on that exact day. Also, may actually, of course, see some showers and storms along the front, and then there is some snow that, of course, we are watching on the backside of the snow that won't actually be a lot of snow, but there will, of course, be some to watch for. But I mean, a huge windstorm. Environment Canada issued a special weather statement. Now they will, I think, upgrade it to a wind warning. Likely, I think, some point on Friday evening, probably, or Saturday morning. But I mean, just huge winds. I think that this model puts some of these inland gusts at about 65 knots. That's about 120 kilometers. So, I mean, yeah, huge winds, gust on this. I'll be actually, you know, out and, of course, watching this. I don't really know if it's really, you know, safe yet. It all, of course, matters on, you know, where I am standing. If I'm in a field, probably at least more safer. Maybe I'm a really guy. Can't really say that for sure because...
Unless it's a field of porcupines.
Yeah, right? And I think that Storm Hunter Mark Robinson will be, of course, obviously, Joey, along the shores of Lake Erie, tracking those gusts of 140 kilometers. This, of course, will be huge. I don't know. Oh, yeah. And, also, too, sustained wind along the lake, 90. Over, of course, 90 kilometers. That, of course, will be huge. Imagine all the houses there and, like, the waves that could wash up all these houses. I mean, just, you know, if you live along the shores of these lakes, I want to, of course, give you a heads up right, of course, now, because it is going to be bad, and the water level will, I think, rise, like, hugely. I don't really even know if that's a word, but hugely, strongly, bigly. And Trump says that, but bigly, strongly waves, and it could actually wash up lots of, you know, land. Maybe there's houses, plus also the winds too. You know what I mean? Watching that, all I'm just gonna say is that we are just going to get slammed with these winds. Hopefully they're stronger than Brandon's wind where he's getting it, because I like, you know, like, the winds are my favorite, you know,
the competition
type of weather out of all weather. Let's of course see whose wind beats whose wind.
We'll have that for you next week here in the meteorological report.
Yeah.
Frankie, what kind of things can happen when you have winds of 90 kilometers to 140 kilometers per hour?
If it's leaves on trees, they can do way more damage to trees. If the leaves are still on, it's like in hurricane season in September. Here comes the story of the
hurricane. You think power outages are possible?
Yes, Frontierial.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think so, actually. This is now verified. Technically, of course, it's only about 40, I think, 8 hours, I think, out, less than I think that much. But I mean it shows it on every single model now, and it is just, you know, it's the worst I think colors that I've ever seen. I mean, like, you sometimes you look at those light, you know, purples. This is like the darker purples and even into the yellows is about 60 or so knots, which is about 115 to about 140 kilometers per hour. And yeah.
The kind of wind that can blow your toupee clean off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the wind's not going to blow this hat off, man. I'm telling you. But I'm going to, of course, dress right for the weather. I'm not going to literally go outside in a suit. And no, I know, guys. Okay. First of all, everybody's going to be looking at me. What the hell is this man walking down in the windstorm And it's all rain outside, and he's in a suit. He's in a hat. Well, bro, mind your own business. put up your freaking lights out there, and let me just go and track the freaking wind, bro. I want to go and track the wind. Oh yeah, heads up.
No reason. Heads up. There is no heads reason up. You cannot track the wind in style. You can wear a suit anywhere.
Imogen is. Speaking over my talkie right now. I am sorry, Imogen, but
Ooh, you got glasses too, like so that should keep the sand out of your eyes.
Sand? I don't know about sand.
Well, if you're near the beach, that's 140 kilometer per hour wind.
Maybe I'm not. Yeah. Oh yeah, but I'm not at the beach. Possibly, maybe a street light hitting my eye. Possibly a shingle hitting my eye. Possibly a piece of wood hitting my eye. Who knows? I mean, it's almost, I guess, bigger than just a grain of sand. But of course, Christmas is almost here now. Now, the thing is that people will be putting up their Christmas lights early, probably Saturday. And like, they probably don't even like to listen to the news. They'll probably have
Instagram. And those guys might get blown off their roofs and their wigs might come off.
Because blown off their ladders, more like, I think.
The roof will
blow off with them on it.
They're not.
Maybe you just need to carry a microphone with you and have somebody else with the camera. So you got a cameraman and a microphone with you. You can just pay a friend to hold the camera and then just become the weatherman. Like, what are you doing? Be like, I'm a weatherman.
Oh, yeah, I mean, right? So, right. I think these people aren't actually going to get blown off the roof. I think that the roof is gonna get blown off the house.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Person getting, oh, I don't know, but a lot of people are going to be getting blown this weekend.
They'll be on their roof by the winds. They'll be on their roof
getting.
And the wind will start to blow. The and then their whole house will end up not in Kansas anymore. The next day, they'll be like, we're not in Kansas anymore. And they'll say, no, you're right. You're in Ontario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
how the hell did you get here?
Mm-hmm. It's really bad. But I mean, yeah, guys. As I just said, shingles off roofs. I've actually seen that a lot of times in my life, I think. I think that the worst windstorm that I've seen was May the 4th of 2019. Okay, I know. You could, go on with what you were saying. Sorry, Joey. You can go on.
I was going to say, we haven't had a weather wrap for a while, but also we haven't asked Peter Galenko about what, and now we get to sort of have a look down at Virginia Beach. How is the sunny American Eastern beaches, Peter Galenko? You posted a picture the other day, a memory of like this beautiful ocean scenery that I just don't even recognize. Like, it's like a different planet to me.
That ocean scenery was the ocean scenery of Mozambique, Africa, which is just north of South Africa, which is that ocean is the ocean between Mozambique and Madagascar, which is looks nothing like Virginia Beach. So that photo you saw was not Virginia Beach.
So it wasn't.
So that is one of the most beautiful beaches. Mozambique is one of the most beautiful, has some of the most beautiful beaches on the planet. It has really cool waves and some cliffs and also some sandy beaches. And it's a fun fact, it's the most biodiverse waterway on the planet. The water between Madagascar and Mozambique has the most density of aquatic wildlife there. You can just stare out on the horizon and you will see, like, if you wait at least 5 minutes, you will see a whale spout and you'll see dolphins, stuff like that too. Here in Virginia Beach, we see dolphins pretty commonly, especially in the summer, but out there in Mozambique, they got whale sharks. I swam with a whale shark out there. You can catch tuna out there. It's wild. Anyway, here in Virginia Beach, it is a cool 30 degrees right now. And crazy enough, for the listeners, this is Thursday that this is being recorded on. And Saturday, there is a high of 77. So we're just below freezing right now. And then we got a high of 77 on Saturday, which is wild. I can't recall a high of 77 this late into December. Ever,
Pete,
especially from just below freezing.
What's that? Pete, this is of course all to, you know, do with the same exact low also too, because it's such a strong low. It's really, you know, drawing up those warm weather temperatures. I mean, I think here it's going to be 16 Celsius, which isn't obviously 77. In of course Fahrenheit, I think that 77 Fahrenheit is obviously much, much warmer. But I mean, hey, 16 Celsius for me, I'm gonna, you know, take it when it is of course supposed to be in the negatives right now. So yeah,
that's some pretty warm weather you got there, bud.
Not at the moment, but it's coming up. Oh yeah, out there in the Greater Toronto area.
Yeah. Huh? Wait, hold up. What'd you ask again? I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
I got confused for a second there. So
Yeah. Same.
Warmer than usual in your neck of the woods as well.
Mine?
Yes. Coming up.
Well, okay. You know, actually, I could just actually ask Frankie this question because I actually forgot. What is the normal temperature for this, of course, month in the city of Toronto, Frankie?
That's around the normal temperature this month. That's around 0 degrees. In Sydney, Nova Scotia, it goes down to -2 degrees. That's a normal daytime temperatures. Indiana, January, early February, once again, mid-February, back to normal 1 degrees in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Yeah. So it's a high of about 0 degrees, 16, I guess, above the seasonal average. I guess that's good, but I think for Pete, I think that it'll be much, 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 much more above the average.
It's confirmed. Snowstorm is far away from me now. The snowstorm is now far away from me.
I wonder if it's ever broke 80 in recorded, like on record here in Virginia Beach in December. That's something I should look up after this.
You are listening to the Meteorological Report. Comedy Meteorological Report. Meteorological Report. It's a science that I invented because the weather is funny business. Isn't that right, Frankie? You got a good weather joke this week, Frankie?
Oh, my God. I did you hear about that? That means that lots of container ships headed right for St. Petersburg, Russia. They took 4 containers at once.
Wow.
You elaborate, Frankie?
That means that when they put the ship and when they put the container, that means that sometimes the truck gets put on and put the truck in a container by accident.
took 4 on accident?
It means the truck accidentally went on a container ship.
Oh, the entire truck got picked up and put on
a container left there.
Yowza.
Nothing, you wake up and find out you're in a different country. I wanted to come back to Rosanna and ask her about some of the forest things that have been happening this week over in your part of the woods. I saw some pictures of you next to some giant trees. Talk to us about the giant trees.
So I went out with the autonomous Snyaks, who are hereditary leadership of the Snyaks peoples up in my area, Marilyn James. And we went to look up at a place up in our area to look at some cuplocks that were planned. And we went up a valley that had been pretty much just, you know, clear cut, fires, all the regular stuff. And at the head of the valley, there is two very small and very beautiful old growth spruce and subalpine fir blocks that were just getting ready to cut. And when asked what would like to be done about that, I basically, Marilyn asked what we would like to, like something needed to be done. And I was like, well, I usually come at it from science, but this is not really helping since it's going to come down right now. I was like, well, what would you think about me sitting on the road? And she was like, that's great. So that's what we did. And so it was a pretty active week because it was, we thought maybe we'd get, you know, a few of us sit on the road, kind of do that. But it ended up there was a lot of community support. We ended up having a couple hundred people in 2 days show up. And as it is now, those blocks are, from talking with industry and local, the local contractors who wanted to get their equipment out, obviously because snow is coming in and local contractors rely on, you know, their equipment to be able to work. Where those blocks are now going to be at least deferred for 6 months to a year. We're going to have warning if they are going to be cut. And yeah, it was an incredible turnout. It was kind of crazy. We showed up at like 1:30 in the morning, 2 days after we'd scouted it, and people showed up. So that's and it was snowy and it was windy, and yeah, it was a lot the last 4 or 5 days. And I guess we have two beautiful subalpine fir and spruce blocks that are at least temporarily not going to be logged, and they're the only blocks that are, everything else is gone. They're tiny.
Describe such a what a forest in the Kootenays is like that to people who haven't ever seen one.
So high elevation, like it's called ESSF as the biogeoclimatic zone. So it's Engelmann spruce and subalpine fir. There are these high alpine forests, and you know, it varies from region to region, but these are like forests that have tall, beautiful spruce that they get, you know, 350, you know, 400 years old is like, that's giant. These ones were about 250 to 300 years old in one block and 150 to 200 years. So, you know, younger on the scale of old growth, but just absolutely stunning, open. I can't see obviously the undergrowth, but it'll be full of like huckleberry and probably rhododendron. It would have been caribou habitat, but sadly there was a horrible event about 20 to 30 years ago where there was 20 caribou that lived up there and somebody went up there and killed them all and just left them. So the caribou are no longer there, but there's wolverine, there's grizzly bear, there's, you know, all sorts of elk and all sorts of wildlife, and there's evidence of it everywhere all the time. Beautiful ski touring area, beloved by the community, houses down at the bottom of the watershed. Just people came out because they care about these fragments. Where I live, there's not these big contiguous areas of old growth left. It's tiny fragments, and they're so important because they carry the biodiversity for the rest of the area to spread and seed what's been logged and fire and everything. So we decided these tiny little blocks were worth actually standing up for, even though they were so small. Like they're so small that we went and scouted on a Sunday. We blockaded on a Tuesday night, and when we went back on the Wednesday to take a look what had happened, half of one block had already been cleared in 2 days. So just it moves. There was two feller bunchers. It moves really, really fast. And yeah, so we, you know, I probably should have sat on the road on Monday, which didn't. Lesson learned. And yeah, so the stunning areas. I have such a deep heart spot for that high alpine stuff. Grows slow. You clear it, it don't grow back. And so challenged by climate change. So much like spruce beetle and drought. And just like, it's brutal. But these forests, like no beetle. Like nothing. Healthiest forest I've seen in so long. I was like so stoked to see it. Beautiful.
That's really good. Nice little victory you had there this week. You know, and here I am. Here I am working in a logging camp and making a radio show in a logging camp. So, I mean, you can take from that as you will, listeners. I had quite an experience this week, as some of you might have seen. Because the bush I'm in is just this terrible blowdown. Like, there's just trees down everywhere. And there are all these small pine trees that got killed by the pine beetle. And it's just miles and miles and miles of trashed forest. So, here I am. And the temperature got a little warm on Tuesday. And then, so all the snow as I'm going through the regen is falling on me and then melting, and I was getting soaking wet, and then everything was a little bit extra slippery because there's that little bit of water between the snow and the log you're going to step on. And I took so many hard bales. I got bashed and bruised. I got, you know, beaten up pretty bad that day, and I got finally, and I was fine. This is something that doesn't happen very often, but I was out in, you know, the one fall I fell, and then a whole bunch of snow from these logs fell on top of me, and I just swore at the top of my, rah, you know, and I'm usually just silent. And then finally make it back to the sled, sit down on the snowmobile, light a smoke, sit there for about 3 minutes, and I just see something right there move, and I look over, and this big black wolf just walked out in the middle of the swamp there right in front of me. He didn't see me right away, so I went to move to get my cam out of my coat, but of course a little bit of sound made his ears and his head pop right over, and of course now he's looking at me, so it's like, I don't want to make this, I want this wolf to stay around, I want to get the footage, so I start talking to him, hi there, wolf, and you know, that was just kind of enough to like keep his curiosity that I got the camera out in time.
Big black wolf. You are so big, buddy. You're huge. Yeah. Did I scare you off? I just couldn't believe you came walking through there. Surprise me, buddy. Have a nice day. Have a good day, giant wolf. Yeah, go that way. We're going to be going up the trail. I was just sitting here on the sled, having a smoke, and a big black wolf walks right on by. That made all the suffering I did today, stumbling and falling in the bush, totally worth it. Saunter with his tail between his legs slowly through.
Cool. Yeah, I seen some fresh tracks way in the back there. Got those little
swamps. Not quite as big as the last set of prints. About the size of my palm almost, still smaller. So that's not the alpha. You know, his paws are much bigger. Dave saw him, he said he was like up to his nipples. So that guy wasn't that tall, but he was pretty tall for a dog. Maybe 125 pounds. Big dog.
And then managed to get a nice video that's up on my YouTube channel, Joey Only the Caribou Weather Dude, which is where you can find the video version of this show for you friends out there on Radioland and CFER 88.7 FM or Winnipeg at CKUW 95.9 FM. If you want to see our lovely faces, our bizarre faces, our wonderful selves, you can check that out on my YouTube channel, Joey Only the Caribou Weather Dude. Frankie, what was on your weather channel? What was on your YouTube this week? Talk to us about your YouTube.
I just hit a water forecast for Nova Scotia, British Columbia, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, South Dakota, and even Los Angeles, California, and Newfoundland, and Vancouver Island.
Talk to us about your TikTok this week.
I did a fire alarm. Me doing a fire alarm. Hey guys, let's do a fire alarm. I got a lot of views.
How many views?
Almost nearly 100,000.
Damn. Awesome.
Yeah, I know.
TikTok is not anywhere near that volume.
I'm nearing 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. I'm so stoked. But Frankie, he's got like 271,000. You know, he's like, I remember back when I had 1,000. Sure you do. That was so long ago. Gabriel Berardo, do you have a weather wrap for us this week?
Well, okay. You know what? I could actually give you guys something. Yeah, sure.
Yay!
1 second here, guys.
Windstorm wrap with Gabriel Berardo, GB, the rapping weatherman down in Southern Ontario, keeping it fresh on the Commuterological Report.
Yep. I guess about that. Could you guys still hear me? Good?
Yes. Yes.
I checked my tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Good. You guys can
just get on the mic. Get on the mic, Mike.
You hear me good?
Oh my
God!
Yes.
There we go. There. Yeah. There. Mm-hmm. So this one is of course about the windstorm in Southern Ontario. Maybe, and some other weather stuff too. Right? Who knows? I haven't really. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of stiff, but okay. Ooh. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, watch. Here we go. Seeing what I could do here as a weather wrap, I don't know. Okay.
man, the windstorm and sold on Ontario. Yeah, man, look at Mark Robinson chasing the wind in the weather never vehicle. Just like a miracle. Look at me hit it and I'm rapping so lyrical. Because everybody knows like I'ma get it when I'm chasing all the wind. Man, yes, the wind. When it blows down a house, man, it's like a sin. Yes, they know that it could literally blow the garbage from the garbage bin. I mean it's in the city of Toronto. And if you live in a condo, please, yeah, bring your chairs inside, or else they're gonna fall down and slide with the person's head, then they're gonna be dead. So you better watch out and sleep in your bed, or just end up in the hospital bed. I mean, there's two different things from there. So you really better watch out and not get your head hit with a goddamn chair. I mean, look, all the winds, if you care about the meteorologist out there, man, look beyond the cardamarigical. Wait, what the hell they called again? Oh yeah, the cardam. Oh my god, I can't even say it. I'm on the Joey Only Show, it doesn't really matter, so I really gotta say it. With the weather right now, when I'm coming with the wind, yes, you know that's true. Look at all the wind outside, gonna blow away you 90 kilometers per hour. But watch out, cause we can see a few thunder showers with that as the cold front moves through. I mean, you're looking what it's cooking up, now look at what it's gonna do to the weather, gonna throw away you. Looking at me, gonna blow away my head, so they're gonna call me Caillou when I'm at school. Oh wait, gonna blow away all of my hair. You know, man, what I really gotta say out there, when you're in the forest, all the trees floating down in your town. Look at all the rain falling on the ground, then you got the gust falling down with them mixing with the surface. People getting nervous looking at all these clowns. Oh yeah, man, the clowns from outer space and the circus that be coming down in the meteorite. So man, look, you cannot get a fright out there. You know what, man, now looking at it when it's light, everybody knows when I'm thinking Oscar Mike. I'm like the type to spin it like a cyclone, and when I'm rapping in my home, everybody knows I'm literally cooking it up in the dome. Now looking at me, spinning it up just like a hurricane, looking at me on the photo frame, cause you know that my name is GB, the weatherman, like a wolf that they can never tame. Because yes, Joe, we're gonna take the photo of a wolf. Everybody knows that I got the motor, cause in the photo. And then you look at Frankie McD chasing the weather all over Nova Scotia and all of the weather all over the world that we gotta see. Honestly, Brandon Leslie gotta wake up early in the morning, cause you know that after this he's gonna be sleeping and snoring. I mean, over here, look at speaking, I mean, it's gonna be pouring, and so he's gonna be tweeting on the way, but his tweets are so boring. I am just joking, Brandon. I mean, I'm just joking. I love the weather and I'm loving this passion. You know that, man, all the racks have been stacking the rain, all the bands. And yes, you know, man, I'm putting these haters in the trance. You know that I do it. You know that I'm messing around when I'm moving these winds. Just like a front at the end. Nobody's a twin. I am a one of a kind. And I got the design. Looking at us and yes, looking at Imogen. Literally be getting all the men noticing, because you just know that, man. I swear to God, the wind is blowing like a fucking car. We've been away because everybody knows I literally gotta get it. And with the microphone, yes, you know that I could literally go kick it up once again. Just like a little kid, I did it, but the wind is coming, so we really gotta come in with the faster, just like a rapper. Because yes, I'm like a low spinning, like a hurricane. Call me the natural disaster, call me Tech Nine, call me Eminem, call me anybody that you want. Cause man, everybody's telling him that he's the man to be the next up, like the weather and the storm that be coming next up for Southern Ontario. Yeah, so look, everybody really better watch out for the weather coming all over Southern Ontario. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, okay.
Gabriel, the rapping weatherman, one GB. Second. Hey. Rapping weatherman in Southern Ontario. Thank you. Good to see you, GB. We've also had on the show tonight, yeah, Peter Galanko in Virginia Beach, Rosanna Weigenberg down in Weimar, British Columbia, Imogen Cookie Bailey over in Victoria, and the top meteorologist of all, Frankie McDonald in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Frankie McDonald, how did the world find you?
And my Twitter's at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Clapper is Frankie McDonald 1984. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My Twitter is FrankieMcD. And my TikTok is FrankieDown1984. My Twitch is FrankieDown1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMACD1. My Clapper is FrankieDown1984. My LinkedIn is FrankieMcDown. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
You've been listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Joey Olney, your host. You've been hearing us on CFR 88.7 FM in Prince George. And, of course, CKUW 95.9 FM. Anybody else want to tell us how they can be found in the world of social media if they want to find one of you meteorologists?
Yeah, sure. Instagram is at Gabriel Barodo. That's technically my name, and it's technically my Instagram username, too. So you could follow that. if you want, though, I'm not going to force anybody and say, follow me right now or else I'm going to do this to you. But no, you're not. Don't do that. Follow me if you want to. It's up to you. Option to follow. Option, yeah.
Peter Galego at Domains BBS. There is no option. If you don't follow me, I'll come find you and make you regret it.
I would need Instagram to follow you and I can follow you in a Toyota Tercel.
It's like you sound like those people from like those car commercials you see on TV. If you don't follow me, just follow the F1 450, you know, I don't know.
Yes, I'm on TikTok as Rosie Delight and I have like one video and it's literally of ticks crawling around in a jar. And it's just like, oh no. And they got sparkles on them. And that's it. That's the one video I got. But you can follow me on TikTok.
I need to see that.
On the way to TikTok.
Yeah, on TikTok.
The sparkle ticks.
Maybe if people follow me, maybe I'll make another video.
Oh, wait.
You make a second video.
Sounds pretty nail biting.
Most literal TikTok ever.
You can find me, Joey Olney. If you go to Facebook and you are looking for a good weather group, Interior Weather Wilderness Watchers, British Columbia, you can follow us there. We got 14,600 subscribers to Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. Great thing I got going on there. And of course, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude, my YouTube channel. It's like talking to my phone out in the middle of the wilderness is like the one thing that keeps me sane. So come and join my adventure as I slowly drift off from the world of civilization. And of course on Twitter, InteriorWeth1, Joey Only. This is the Meteorological Report. You can hear us on CFRA 88.7 FM and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll see you next week, everybody.